What's up, you guys? Sean Ross App. It's the Q&A showtime. It's live Q&A showtime. Got the lights out a little bit here. It is storming outside. I don't want to get electrocuted right before I go to Jacksonville, which is where I'm headed immediately after this. So the production values may be a little bit lower, but usually you all don't even get video. Usually we don't do live. So we're going to be all right. If you are here watching this right now, pop on over to the YouTube channel. Pop on over, drop a comment. I'll be able to put it on the screen like this. The link is right here, and then afterwards we'll have the audio up. I did this because it's a little bit more less time intensive. When I'm doing these Q&A shows, usually I'm doing them for like, it takes me like an hour, hour and a half to film them. So I wanted to do one that was a little bit more cognizant of time, so to speak. So, my God, and lots of news today dropping. Obviously, yesterday we had put out there that Tom Phillips had been released by WWE. Today, we had revealed that Josiah Williams, unfortunately, gone from WWE. I'll talk a little bit about this SummerSlam situation. And let me tell you, there is a lot more to this story, and it will. I'll get it out there eventually. It's wild. Well, let's go ahead and get to some questions. Ray Callahan Jr. says, do you think it's smart for New Japan to make WWE an exclusive partner? New Japan giving up all the other options just to get a creatively bankrupt WWE on board and losing AEW seems like a loss to me. I think short term, it's probably a good idea. I think medium to long term, anything past a few months and maybe one show is a bad idea. AEW is better at working with others. Did y'all hear that? Our town of 260 people has a tornado siren that goes off every day at noon because the city wants to be like, hey, it's noon! Like, bro, we all have clocks now. I got three right here in front of me. What are we doing here? What are we doing here, bro? As far as the WWE thing, they have not proven to me that on a high level, they can work with others well. The NWA part, even on a medium level, NWA partnership didn't work in the 90s. They brought in Jushin Thunder Liger and he won a match and that was cool, but that was NXT. So it's like, well, how much more can they do? What are they willing to do? Are they willing to change their booking to appease New Japan? New Japan has more to benefit than WWE at this stage. And I know that's not what some people want to hear, but New Japan's booking has sucked really bad over the last year as well. But I would work more towards a super show with Impact and ROH and AEW and MLW than I would working with WWE because I don't think it would last very long. I think egos would clash and then eventually it would burn, crash and burn. Eric Davis says, TK said new people were coming to the AEW roster. Do you know who he's referring to? Will someone be the new mystery entrant to the Battle Royal? If I know, I'm going to put it out there unless it's embargoed. But I don't know. I would hope that they're expanding their roster. I think they could. I know it sounds wild, but I think they could stand to add a couple managers. And I know that a lot of you are like, oh, my God, there are so many, though. How often do you see Vicky Guerrero on TV? I mean, you really haven't seen much of Nyla Rose since Vicky Guerrero has been on TV because all due respect, that isn't working that well, the Vicky thing. Jake Roberts, he's not talking that much for Lance Archer anymore. He's a good person to have around and have as a mind, but Lance Archer is talking for himself an awful lot. Okay, you have Don Callis, he's there. You have Taz, he's great. Tully talks a little bit, but at Pinnacle talks a lot for themselves. So, I mean, you got Reba. She's really great, but she's also a manager. I think they could stand to add another manager, another high-level manager, and I think that would work really, really well. But I guess we'll see. Matt and Caleb Graham says, have you ever interviewed someone that was so difficult that you've decided that you don't want to interview again? No, I don't think so. I mean, there are some that were short. Like they didn't, I'm not talking like Austin Aries short. I'm talking like they gave short answers. And I can tell you that I wouldn't request them again. I don't want to put them on blast. I can say that my interview with Andrade, because of the language barrier, was so we couldn't get, like, he couldn't understand really what I was asking, so we didn't run that. But to say that I wouldn't want to interview him again isn't true, because he's great. He was wonderful. He was nice. He did everything he could. He just, you know, he was new to the language and couldn't understand some of my questions, so I didn't want to put that out there. And yeah, I didn't want to make either one of us look rough in that position. But I can't think of anybody that was so bad, so rude, so mean, anything like that, that I wouldn't want to interview again. There are people that I wouldn't want to interview because they were rude. There are people that I've interviewed that later on became rude and became difficult, and I would never want to interview again. But ultimately, if the audience wants it, then that's what I'm going to do. I'll interview whoever the Fightful audience wants me to interview. And if I don't like them, or I don't like their work, or if I don't like their attitude, I'll get the fuck over it, because it's my job. It's my job to bring you guys interesting stuff that you guys want to see. I constantly refer to this, and it's like a running joke now for Jeremy. I say snakes and sparklers a lot. And that's a reference to Joe Dirt talking to Kickin' Wing, because Kickin' Wing had a fireworks stand that was failing because he was only selling snakes and sparklers. So those are the only ones he liked. And Joe Dirt said, well, it's not about you. It's about the consumer. There's a whole lot of stuff that we report on. There are people that we talk to that I don't necessarily have a lot of interest in, but I know that our consumers have a lot of interest in, and our subscribers have a lot of interest in. And that's the most important thing to me. You know, we could go after more sensationalist type of reporting and headlines, and we do have fun with our headlines sometimes, but ultimately it's about what our audience wants. And I've realized that our audience wants a little bit of a smarter presentation than what they get out of some of the places they were used to 15, 20 years ago. No disrespect to them. Make your money how you want to do it, as long as it's respectful and honest. But I think that cultivating that type of audience has gone a long way for us. I know it's a long-winded question to something like, have you interviewed someone that was so difficult? It's not that I would say no. It's that if the audience wants me to interview them, I would anyway. Anakin says, did WWE know they were going to fire Tom Phillips and they replaced him on Raw? I don't think so. That was over a month and a half ago. I think they would have just let him go. But you got to feel for Tom Phillips. He's worked on every show, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NXT UK, 205 Live, Main Event. I think this was, I think it was his first job out of college as well. So he was sort of used and abused in that sense. And he had helped out a lot of people there. Guys, remember, get your questions in here on the YouTube side of things. Riley Walker says, any ideas who AEW might use for Rampage's commentators? Do you see them maybe speaking tomorrow? Tom Phillips or even Renee for potential commentator role in Rampage. Okay, so what you got to remember, they have Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, Taz, Excalibur, Paul White. They've got a relationship with Golden Boy as well. They have a lot of commentators there. They've got quite a few. I would imagine that I think they probably should talk to Renee. I think she should be a second person in the booth instead of a third person. I know there were a lot of people that were like, oh, she didn't do too good in Raw. Well, name me a bunch of third person people in the booth that did. And you can't say Samoa Joe because he was not the third person in the booth. Byron Saxton was a third person in that booth. Tom Phillips, I think, would be good. Morrow, I think, would be good. But you got to work around Morrow's schedule. He's an in-demand combat sports commentator, and I don't know if weekly TV is necessarily a good fit for him. But I would imagine Impact will try to talk to Tom as well, because you've had Matt Stryker missing stuff. They don't want Josh Matthews back there full-time. He is no good. But I would imagine they'll shore up some of the commentary teams, and Taz is really good, so it wouldn't shock me to see Taz on there. But I also think Taz will be an integral figure on Dark, or not Dark, on Rampage moving forward too. I could see Tony Schiavone and Renee Paquette doing really well there. Michael Branson says, how well do you think WWE using King of the Ring to set up the Mania challenger for whichever brand doesn't win the Rumble? I don't think that they're consistent enough to do that. I think they'll just do a tournament and they won't say King of the Ring because then they'll have to anchor that person with the gimmick. They wouldn't have to. That's how WWE does things. So I just think they will. Andrew says, do betting odds affect WWE AEW as much as WWE? Only ask because I know most of the time in WWE pay-per-views, as they tend to get closer, you can kind of determine who will win, or am I wrong? Not always. There have been an awful lot of upsets. I get those betting odds sent directly to me. I don't always look at them. If I want to be very, very surprised, I will kind of avoid that. But I do get those sent to me. The people at Bet Online send them to me and a lot of media members to kind of get promotion. But there are a lot of times they're wrong. And I'll even tell the odds makers a couple times, like, hey, you sure you're right about these odds? And they say they're more for fun and entertainment than anything. And I said, okay, but if you're taking bets on it, you're about to lose that money. AEW, I mean, I don't want to go through the betting odds because people might see it as spoilers, but they sent me those as well. What we got here? Adrian. Oh, sorry. I think I said your name right the first time. Adrian Zavala. He says, Bucks and Wild Things, Stadium Stampede have even odds supposedly. Well, there you go. That's not a spoiler, since that's fair. I'll look. I'll pull open the Double or Nothing betting odds. I don't have them, I don't think, right now. But I get them sent to me. I think I must have deleted them from my inbox. Yikes. But, yeah, probably because they are too close to call. I think Pinnacle is going to win that match, though. I don't know about Young Bucks. That's a good one. That's what I'm interested in. Chad says, any word on when Impact will go back on the road, and any word on who the free agents Impact was talking to? Sorry, last one, did Moosh re-sign? If Meltzer heard that Moosh re-signed, I would imagine somebody high up in Impact told him so, and I would imagine that Moosh is trying to protect his image, so to speak, and trying to add some more intrigue and interest to himself, which is smart. I am going to Slammiversary Week, regardless of if they have fans there or not. I don't know if I'll be there at the shows, but I'm vaccinated. My wife is vaccinated. She's going to help me get some content, hopefully. I'm going to interview some talent. I told Impact, listen, I'm going to be there. I'll embargo any backstage info if you all give me a little bit of access to wrestlers. But they said that as of right now, they don't have plans to, or okay, as of early May, like May 5th, they did not have plans to bring in fans because of the venue. But that was before AEW, WWE, MLW, and okay, it was before ROH, all but MLW had announced that fans are coming back. So I would imagine they will. It would be counterproductive to have some of the people that are coming in. And I can't put out there who they were talking to. That is also embargoed information. But I don't think it's a surprise. Look at who they have expressed clear interest in on social media. They kind of give it to themselves, give it away themselves. Matt says, if WWE got to work with New Japan, Reigns, Okada, and Cena and Tanahashi have to happen, right? Yes, you got to do Reigns versus Okada. You got to do Cena versus Tanahashi. You have to do those matches. Those are big, super matches. Matt says, happy Friday. Safe travels, everyone. Rather, you're staying home, seeing family, traveling to Jacksonville. Yep. Ray says, could you see Ricky Starks on commentary while he's recovering from his injury? He rules on commentary. He'll be back in the ring, I think, before Rampage starts. But yes, I could see him doing a lot of dark. Ponfar says, seems like Nick Khan is really trying to consolidate power. In your opinion, is he basically being set up to air Vince's throne rather than Triple H? Yes, and personally, I think he's being set up to help launch an eventual sale. That's what I think. Now, if you see any websites reporting that I'm saying that they're doing a sale, they're bullshit, they're fake, they're stupid. That's not me reporting something. That's of my opinion. It is of my opinion that they are consolidating things to make their books look better, to make things look more streamlined for an eventual sale. And with all the big money going around to a lot of companies right now, it would make a lot of sense if they did. Paul Moss says, when, where do you see AOP showing up? Nowhere anytime soon. I'm going to have an update on them very soon. I'm going to be talking to people this weekend about AOP. I've already talked to them about talking to them about AOP. I've reached out to both members of AOP for interviews. Haven't heard back. Neither of them has wrestled. Neither of them have been around for over a year now. It's a bummer. Anakin says, what are you hearing about Ospreay and his relationship with New Japan? Nothing. I do not have a wealth of New Japan sources. I'm hoping that will change this weekend. I can talk to some people about that. But from what I heard, I'll tell you the rumors and speculation I've heard. You hear that, oh, maybe he's popping up in NXT UK. You hear, maybe the injury isn't real. Well, he posted the screenshot of the x-ray. He himself said in 2019 that he had a 5-year contract with New Japan. So that would put him well into 2024. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it being a career-ending injury or anything like that. Just heard that he was hurt and they wanted to move forward and didn't feel like holding it off. Man, rough streak. Rough streak. Bummer. Oh boy. I'm reading a tweet that Nick Aldis sent to Joe Hulbert. Oh boy. Joe Hulbert said, NWA's relationship with AEW seemingly extends to Rosa and the women's title only. If I was Big Bill, however, I'd be desperate to make Dustin Rhodes the NWA champion. That angle would fucking rule. A tremendous tale that AEW are unable to tell. And Nick Aldis says, I had a chuckle reading all of the takes to this. For the record, I've always said I'd love to wrestle Dustin, even to his face. But for you dumb fucks that say I'm in the business for myself, ask pretty much every wrestler I've faced in the last 3 years if they make more or less money than they did before they wrestled me. Then you might get a better idea of the business that you absolutely know nothing about and I've made a full-time living from since I was 18 years old. Yeah, I'm tired and cranky, but fuck it. Every now and then, these people need telling. Damn, Joe. Getting heat. I can't remember if I replied to that, but I think Dustin Rhodes winning the NWA title would be a great story. I think it'd be great. Matt Payne says, thoughts on WWE announcing the SummerSlam location during the Preakness next week? I think because it's not anchored down. That's what I think right now. I think it was anchored down and then it wasn't anchored down. In fact, I know it was and now it's not. Guys, if you're asking me who's going to be there at AEW or anywhere, I don't know. I'd report it if I knew and if I could. I would. Here's the thing. When you say who? I would tell you. I would just report it. So, unfortunately, I don't have that. Don't waste your question on that. Sean says, does Omega lose the Impact title before he loses the AEW title? No. I don't think so. Matt and Caleb says, do you know that release commentators have... Do you know if they have a non-compete clause similar to wrestlers or can they go on air right away? I think everybody's getting paid for 30 days. I'll ask. Rob, buddy, you got to send your question here, man. What is the longest homer you've hit in the show? I don't know. Okay, so if you're talking about road to the show, probably not far, probably like 400. I mean, on this iteration of it. Joel Pearl says, you quote tweeted you monster. I mean, no, I quote tweeted Joe's. I just couldn't remember if I said something or replied, but I mean, I just scrolling through the replies here. I mean, I think Nick Aldis and Dustin Rhodes would be a kick-ass match. I think that would be dope as hell. I think it'd be awesome. I don't know why he's, I mean, maybe there were some replies that I didn't see, but maybe there were some rude ones. There usually are when it comes to NWA. Why are the Cincinnati Reds struggling so much, says Sean Garner? Bad pitching. Bad pitching all around. The sad truth to what is going on with the Reds right now is that they have a backup second baseman who is the third best relief pitcher on their staff. Luis Castillo is doing horribly. He is pitching miserably. Jeff Hoffman ain't getting it done anymore. And then you've got a terrible bullpen. Lucas Sims is doing terrible. Perez, terrible. You had Bedrosian, who was doing terrible. Like, they have no good relief. They have maybe one or two good relievers. It's real bad. It's embarrassingly bad. And it sucks because their offense, outside of Suarez, is so good. What's the longest touchdown you've thrown in Madden? 99 yards. I throw them from end zone to end zone often. Who from New Japan should Sasha Banks face? Nobody. They don't have any women there. Paul Moss says, have you heard if Maria ROH plan to bring in any more high-profile names for the women's division after Allison Kay? They're trying. They missed out on Jordan Grace. She wasn't interested from what I understand. But I think they're going to try to bring in some new names. There's not a lot of high-profile names out there. In the resources section, I'll pull up the free agent list, for example. Let's pull that up. Fightful free agents. And you look at who's available. And I guess I can take Zelina Vega off there. Veda Scott, Vanessa Bourne, Tessa Blanchard, Skylar Story, Peyton Royce, ODB, Nevaeh, Mickey James, Marty Bell, Kavita, Katie Forbes, Katie Burchill, Jessamyn Duke, Jazz, Billy Kay, Allison Kay. So there are the releases. I could see Mickey James coming into there. I could see Mickey James being like an in-demand freelancer. I think that'd be good. If I were ROH, I would try to get some more refined wrestlers because they went with a lot of like dojo trainees. Right, Callahan says you make more after wrestling Aldis because you leave the NWA. Good God. What do we got here? Levi says, do you have any information on the structure of the Double or Nothing card? I just know, obviously, the Riho match is on the buy-in. I heard the Battle Royal will be early. I heard the title match, the world title match, will be late. And I heard that the Stadium Stampede will be last. But that was 2-3 weeks ago. So I don't know. As of a couple weeks ago, they didn't know I won't say they didn't know. Talent had not been told a lot of who was going to win these matches. Ray says, Cody feuding with Dustin to get the NWA title. Since he can't get the AEW title would rule. That's a brilliant idea, Ray. Anakin says, any concern in WWE about SummerSlam being on the same night as Pacquiao's fight? Only if it's in the same city, but yes. Yep. Buddy, quit saying who. I was just saying, don't say who. If I could say, I would say, and I do know one name, but right now I can't say. The moment I'm able to say, I will say it. The moment. And a lot of this information, somebody will say kayfabe this or off the record, or it'll be embargoed to a certain date so they won't expose themselves or expose somebody they know. Do you know what the deal is with the go-go and his injury? He says he's got no broken rib. So I can only take his word for it. Rob says, I'm asking another question because I'm a big deal. You can ask more questions. I'm here until 12:30. You have a few cats. Which one of your cats would you consider the head of the table? Okay, so I have cats that are named after wrestlers. I've got Kofi, Natty. There's Oliver, who's not named after a wrestler. Simba, not after a wrestler. Melvin, who's named after Melvin Gillard. And Jenny Davis, the cat, who is named after a friend of mine, who when we said, do you want us to name a cat after you? She said, yeah. Or I said, what should we name our cat? And she said, you should name it after me. So we did. Kofi is the head of the table. They like Melvin and Oliver won't try to fight each other, but they try to like playfully wrestle him to like become the alpha cat. But it's Kofi, and Kofi is completely passive and he'll hold them down and clean them while they're trying to fight him. And yeah, he's the head of the table. Matt Payne says, if someone asks you who, you show them a picture of Jim Neidhart's character. Yeah, I mean, if I was able to, I mean, I give you all this information when I can. Now, there's a lot of exclusive info Sorry, responding to WWE rest right now. That was surprised about the Josiah news. A lot of people bummed out over that. Now, there's a lot of news that I'll hold off on for a little while to have some content on, but it's nothing time sensitive. Is Moose leaving Impact? I don't believe so. Riley says, what match do you think will surprise people at Double or Nothing in terms of in the ring? Personally excited for Deeb versus Riho. And somebody just asked the match order. I just answered that, what I knew of it. I think that Deeb and Riho will be really good. I think that some people will be surprised that Deeb outshines Riho. Deeb is one of the best workers in the world right now, in my opinion. All due respect to Riho, and I just think that Serena Deeb is one of the best in-ring workers, especially among females that there are. Like, Jesus Christ, she's so good. So we're running out of questions, as I see them. I'm looking over some. Might be it. If you want to get one in, now is your time. Michael says, if the Bucks get the tag title Sunday, do you think there will be, who do you think will be the first person to hold two different titles in AEW? That's a really good question. Omega already is. Omega held the tag team titles. So it's him. The next one, probably Hangman. Do you see Tom Phillips staying in the wrestling industry or going to another sports platform as a commentator? I think he'll do both. I think he'll do like the Impacts of the world, the MLWs of the world, and then do other stuff. Like sports stuff. Not particularly relevant, but do you know if other companies like AEW have non-compete clauses? Not that I've heard of yet. When does Mia Yim show up on SmackDown? Your guess is as good as mine. It's been pushed and pushed and pushed. Rob Wilkins says, my parents have a connecting flight today in Charlotte. Not sure what time. Do I tell them to look for the guy in the Point God shirt? I'll be wearing a Dare shirt. I do. I've got an hour layover sometime this evening. I land in Jacksonville at 10:05. How would you feel about the Dark Order being the ones that take the tag titles off the Bucks? I would love that. I think that the way that this should happen is Hangman Page should get a little too close to Dark Order and then not be there to help them and kind of lose his way a little bit, but keep winning matches. And then when he gets the match, you've got the Elite, you've got the Bucks, you've got the Good Brothers coming out to fuck over Hangman Page, and they just get run off. Gang wars, gang rules by Dark Order in that match. And I want it to be like a Savage Miss Elizabeth reuniting of those guys where he hugs, he joins, he does like a some sort of thing where he joins the Dark Order after that title match. After Hangman Page wins that title, you've got little Brody handing an armband or something to Hangman Page, like, it's okay, you are one of us, you stop denying it. And I think that night Dark Order should win the titles from Young Bucks as well earlier in the night. Why are the same teams wrestling each week instead of new ones like Riot Squad? Laziness, man. Mike JC says, is there a reason WWE is keen on a three-person commentary team? I've heard it's a lot about dead air, about exhaustion, about a lot of stuff like that, keeping voices fresh for 3 hours. Becky says, with her legal obligations concluded for the foreseeable future, are we getting Sonya back in the ring soon? I don't know if that was the actual issue. I can't speak to that. I don't know. I hope so. I miss her so much. They need her very badly. And Raw and SmackDown both need her. Raw needs a fresh new top face, and she can be one. I mean, just a face, not a baby face. And SmackDown just needs more people. To go back to this, I've heard they want her back in the ring. I just don't know when that will be, and I don't know if it was her call or their call. Joe Doering versus Kojima is going to hump. It's going to be, I think it'll be slow paced, but ass whipping. Riley says, do you ever get to interview Acclaim? Can you ask about the booty butt cheeks line from Dark? Of course I will. Don't be ridiculous. Of course I will. It's a reference to the Boondocks. It's a great show. Tim says, with New Japan and WWE possibly working on an exclusive partnership, do you think that would include New Japan having Peacock become their place, their TV rights could go? I hope so. That would be really big if they got a deal with Peacock. That would be a big deal. I hadn't even thought of that. That would be gigantic. Hell of a lot better than the Roku channel. Hell of a lot better. We're going to wrap it up, guys. Any idea of NXT UK call-ups? Who would you like to see? I would like to see Kaylee Ray. I'd like to see Jenny. I'd like to see Piper Niven. Who will Eva Marie manage? It'll be a call-up from what I understand. Podcast Wiz says, you're ready to face off heel Denise this weekend. I actually love Denise. I'm very excited to meet Denise. I always think it's corny to be like, oh, Fightful's family. But we really love each other. We care about each other. And I feel like I'm going to a wrestling show with my little sister. And I'm so proud of Denise and what she has accomplished and what she's done. And I'm so excited to finally meet her. Guys, that's it for the Q&A. Thank you all so much. We're going to do some more live ones of this. So I appreciate you all so much. And don't worry, just because I'm in Jacksonville doesn't mean you aren't getting scoops this weekend. You got scoops coming this weekend. When do I leave for Jacksonville? I'm about to shower right now. Then I'm leaving to go to Lexington. I'm swinging by my friends at Toy Vomit. Going to work out a little trade ski. Then having some lunch, dinner with my wife. That's the only bummer of this is for a year and a half, 15, 16 months, I've been at home. I've been able to hang out with her. She's a special education teacher, so she's been home a lot as well. This is the first time I've traveled in 15 months, and I had just gotten used to traveling. Now I'm not used to it, but it's the gig, and I'm going to hopefully get some good content for you guys. If you see me there, give me a fist bump. Come say hi. I'm so excited to meet you guys. Until next time, we're out.